Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dalton Johnson joins us on the River Islands Guest Line. Good friend of the program, good friend of mine, NBC Sports Bay Area Warriors reporter. Of course, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Petaluma's finest, baby. Dalton Johnson, what is happening, my friend?
I'm pushing a stroller in Petaluma right now, talking with you guys. Life can be better.
Life can be better. Hey, that beautiful baby girl who's probably walking around right now and giving her a kiss on the cheek for me. All right, we've been asking the question all morning long. What direction do you want to see the Warriors go into? The trade deadline, obviously, is February 6th, high noon, West Coast time. Dalton, what direction do you believe the Warriors will go in once the deadline hits?
Yeah, there's so many different ways to kind of look at this and look at the question, obviously, Bonte, as far as what direction will they go in. And I think that they're kind of laying it out right in front of us as far as what direction will they go out. They are now 19-20. They're a game below 500 for the first time after a loss to the 8-win Raptors. They know who they are. They're saying it out loud. Draymond's saying it out loud. Steve Kerr's saying it out loud. Steph Curry's saying it out loud. They know that they are not a championship contender. And when you look at the words that Draymond used with Vince Goodwill, what Steph Curry said in the locker room last night in Toronto, what are they going to get rid of to try to be back to the team that we consider them to be in a championship contender? And I just don't see it happening right now. Like, they're not going to go out and make a Giannis move. They're not going to get LeBron. They're not going to get AD. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they have to make some kind of move because right now they're a game worse than they were last season. And the whole point of this season was to get incrementally better. They came into the season not seeing themselves as all of a sudden, okay, we're going to win a championship. We need to realize that. They did not see themselves as championship contenders, but they did see themselves as at least a play-in, at least a playoff team, continue to get better, grow as an organization, grow within, whether it be Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Podziemski, get these pieces that are flexible options, good contracts with Buddy Hield, so on and so forth. And they're not better than last season. So they do have to find some kind of direction because the last thing that you want to be is a team stuck in the middle that is directionless.
Do you think their fastest path back to the playoffs, I'm talking top six, is it through some mythical trade or is it through tanking? If you were to bet one way or the other.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, as far as tanking a mythical trade, I think it's probably going to have to be mythical trade. I mean, it's a different regime, but what have they done in the draft that's going to make you excited or trustworthy of that, too? They haven't really hit on their draft picks, not fully. Let's be honest about it. Jonathan Kuminga, 22 years old, his injury has really, really hurt this team for a handful of reasons, whether it's trade deadline or whether it's product of the court. We're seeing right now that his lack of athleticism, his lack of size on the wings is glaring for this roster construction. But again, I mean, he hasn't exactly played like a number 7 overall pick in his first 3-plus seasons. The potential is still there. And aside from that, like, yeah, Brandon Podziemski was a great story last season, and I still think that he's going to be a very productive NBA player. But are you going to go, okay, yeah, we're going to tank the rest of this season and then get what? The number 11 pick? Number 10? Number 12? I don't think that they're going to be able to tank far enough to really be able to get a franchise-setting difference maker. So I guess you got to lean towards trade. And right now, there's not one move to make them a contender again. And that's where they are just kind of stuck in the middle right now, which is a bad place to be, guys.
Dalton, when you look at this roster, we're talking to Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, does a terrific job for NBC Sports Bay Area. Catch all his work at NBCSportsBayArea.com. What is more likely to happen before the end of the year? The Warriors, or I should say before the start of the new league year, which will happen sometime in July. Are they more likely to re-sign Jonathan Kuminga or trade Jonathan Kuminga?
Ooh, that's a good question at this point. I'm going to lean more towards keep Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, the closer that we were getting to the trade deadline when Kuminga was healthy, I think it was becoming evident that they can't trade him right now. Like, they need him big time. Again, what he brings to this roster, they need him. We know the owner's affinity with him. I mean, it's not like I'm saying some kind of surprise here that Joe Lacob was a big fan of John Kuminga. But yeah, obviously it complicates things that they didn't get the rookie extension over the offseason. I think that there will be a John Kuminga market. There are teams that have cap space that see the promise that he has for him. It's just about consistency, obviously. So right now, I'm going to lean towards seeing John Kuminga still in a Warriors jersey going forward.
What's going on with Draymond and the injury?
I mean, Draymond and the injury, he's about to be 35 years old in 2 months. He's a 6'6" center who's for over a decade has battled against guys like Nikola Jokic, so on and so forth, that are so much bigger than him. I mean, if we're going to be real, guys, the way that Draymond plays, it's a complete anomaly that he's even made it this far, still being this productive. How physical he plays, how aggressive he obviously plays, how much bigger than his body he's played. So a back is 100% concerning right now. You see someone at his age, his size, who has a back issue, who's had a back issue in the past. This is kind of lingering. When, again, you have a 2B37-year-old who has tendonitis in both of his knees, whose thumb on his right shooting hand is completely wrapped up, and who's a 35-year-old do-it-all defensive menace, has a back issue. I mean, it's that to me, like, that's what's going on with the back, is that we've always known the Warriors are at their best when Draymond plays center. Jonathan Kuminga is at his best when Draymond plays center. And this is why Steve Kerr doesn't want to have to be able to play Draymond at center that often. It's just wear and tear to me, guys, more than anything else. I wish I had more of a specific answer as far as, hey, this is when he'll be back. This is the diagnosis going, so on and so forth. It's just kind of another benchmark of the reality of who the Warriors are right
now. No, I'm with you there. A lot of wear and tear on Draymond Green. You're spot on with that one. But, DJ, when you think about Mike Dunleavy, who maybe doesn't have the attachment to the old core, as say a Bob Myers would. What do you think the Warriors, whether it's before the trade deadline, February 6th, or before the new league year going into 2025, would they do the unthinkable or break up Steph and Dre? Do you think that's off limits? Do you think that's a possibility? Do you think they would have them in it? And I don't even know what you would get back. It's just a wild hypothetical because we are fielding a lot of calls saying, shake it up. Blow it up, shake it up, move on from guys. We've even got a call about trading Steph Curry, which could be asinine, but that's where fans are at. Do you think the Warriors would even consider moving on from Draymond Green, considering that he has all that wear and tear on his body?
I really don't. At this point, I get it, right? Like, anything is possible. Do we ever, the reality where you're going to see Klay Thompson in the number 31 Dallas Mavericks jersey? No, of course not, right? So, I mean, I think that even Just thinking of those three guys being broken up was never going to be a reality in our Bay Area broad mindset, right? Of course. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing a season where Klay's gone, Draymond's body's starting to wear down a little bit, Steph's body's starting to wear down a little bit. It seems like, yeah, that you need to be able to shake up the globe a little bit, whether it's a Steph, a Steve thing, a Draymond thing. I get that, because right now the stagnation is really obvious, and I think that's what fans are a little bit sick of too. But as far as breaking them up, I really don't see that happening by any means. It would have to come from Steph or Draymond, and I don't see them being in that mindset right now, like even close to it. So, like, in my wild reality of that happening is more so one or the other of them being like, hey, we're not going anywhere. I have X amount of years left. I want to be here. This would help your organization too. Let's make this work for both sides. Kind of what Draymond's talking about right now, as far as not mortgaging the future. Mm-hmm. Almost him having to be like, I want to be in this place because it can help me win that ring, or I want to be closer to home for my final year or two, and it's going to help you to know bad blood. That's the only future, like the only way I can see anything like that happening is that kind of scenario. But again, that seems way more like a 0.1% chance than the other 99.9%.
Forgetting the online negativity. So just nothing online. When you go to games, because I went to a game the other night and they won big. They're up 30 or whatever. What's the overall sentiment from the fan base? Are they restless? Are they frustrated? Are they still happy? Like when you walk around that stadium and to win or a loss, just what's your overall temperature from the fan base when you go to games? I'm just curious on that. Because online's negative. Forget online. I'm talking about in real life.
Right, and it's a good question, Chef. Yeah, as far as, there's a big difference between online and real life. We all know that, right? But I would say, like, the joy in a win, like the win over the 76ers, where they blow them out, everyone plays great, is so much less than the restlessness and the frustration of everything else in between.
Mm.
I think that the fan base now feels that they are further enough away from the 2022 championship, where now it's starting to become really restless, frustration, things like that. And yeah, you get, and especially with the highs and lows, right? There's no real in between. You get this 12-3 start. Okay, hey, maybe we're back. And then all of a sudden, it's not a, okay, yeah, you have a really hard schedule. You go 8-8. No, you go, 5-17 or whatever it was after that. It was terrible after that. So, again, I think that when you go from the high of the start of the season to the low of what it's become, the beginning feels like such a mirage that the joy of one or two nice, solid wins just doesn't really bring people up like it used to, because you're going, okay, well, we're not going to win 3 in a row. It's so hard for this offense to string anything together. I mean, already this season they have 11 games of under 100 points. The last two seasons combined, before that, when everyone was talking about how Klay Thompson has lost a step and he can't be part of the offense anymore, a total of 7 games of 100 points or fewer. The last two seasons combined, 11 already, and they're not even at the halfway mark this year, guys. So, yeah.
Wow.
The joy is not compared to the frustration.
DJ, can you say that again? They had 7 games with less than 100 points last season?
No. Only 3 last season. 4 the season before then. 7 the last two seasons combined. They have 11 already this season.
Wow.
So the two seasons where it's going, Klay's done, he's lost a step, this offense is nothing. The offense wasn't the problem. Now the offense truly is the problem. We're talking about a Steph Curry-led team that just can't score points, guys. There's no offense on a consistent basis. Not even close. Even watching that game last night, for stretches, you're going, what's the plan? What's the identity of this offense? And that's why going into last night, 18-3, when they held a lead going into the fourth quarter, only one win. I think 1-15 when trailing going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
That is an offensive nightmare for a team in the modern NBA.
Wow, that is insane. 1-15 when trailing after 3. I forgot all about that. They're the worst free throw shooting team in the league. And they've had 7 games the previous two seasons was they scored less than 100 points. They already have 11 games this season in which they scored less than 100 points. That is unbelievable. All right, what's more likely to happen? And I may have asked you this already, but before we let you go, for our fans, what's more likely to happen? The Warriors stand pat before February 6th, or they make a minor move, or a major move? Hell, they make a move at all.
I think that if you're asking me to freaking flip a coin and do it over and over and again, I'm going to go 51-49 as far as making a move right now. I still think, I think for as much as the talk that Steph is having, that Draymond's having, that Steve Kerr is having, I want to make it clear that Mike Dunleavy is not asleep at the wheel. He is an active GM. This is also the same person who 4 days after saying he was not going to trade Jordan Poole went out and traded Jordan Poole. So there's plenty of things that can still happen. I just don't see a major move happening for these Warriors right now.
Most important question you'll ever get. What's your favorite restaurant right now in Petaluma?
Ooh, my favorite.
Right now, currently.
Oh. Well, I can never go wrong with my guys over at the Chance Paradiso. It is just perfect Italian food. You can get a little Italian food, a little bolognese, a little red wine. We're talking about a good night, guys. Come on.
I like it. I like it. I'll be heading up to the 707 very shortly in the coming weeks.
She's an Italian.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Some great Italian food out here.
I like it.
Dog, you're the man.
See you, buddy.
You're the man. Good stuff as always, DJ.
Yeah, always fun.
Petaluma's finest, Dalton Johnson here on a morning roast courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line.